This is Assistive Tech, a research and development information program of the Georgia Radio Reading Service and the Georgia Tech Sonification Lab. I'm your host, Shai Shivers. Benjamin Davison is working as a Human Centered Computing PhD student at the Georgia Tech School of Psychology Sonification Lab. Benjamin is working on accessibility of mathematics. Benjamin explains how a blind student uses Braille to solve a problem.
Just yesterday, I saw blind students getting this correct. You read the Braille to understand the question, and then they would feel the number line, feel where the points are, feel the labels for the points, and also feel the labels for the tick marks.
Braille is easy to learn, Benjamin explains.
Many people also learn Braille. Actually, as a sighted person, it's very easy to learn Braille. I learned in about 20 hours. Because it's just a code. It's not a grammar or anything. You just memorize things. You can go through, and with some training, you can either look or feel the points, and you can read that. This is very interesting technology, and Braille has been around for 250 years.
Benjamin explains how Braille is used in the classroom.
In addition, this is in a school for the blind setting. Give this to a student, and then the teacher could just go ahead and grade it. In a mainstream setting, it's much more complicated. Because the mainstream teacher, probably having a blind student for the first time, the mainstream teacher has maybe 20 other students, and the mainstream teacher probably doesn't have the time to learn Braille or especially tactile graphics and other things. So the mainstream teacher isn't going to be creating the content for the student. Some sort of specialist vision teacher is going to be coming in once a week and saying, math teacher, what do you want me to convert this week? So first of all, the math teacher has to know at least a week in advance what they're going to be doing next week. Then they have to get those materials ready. The vision teacher has to get them ready and sorted and prepared and everything at least a week in advance so they have time to print it. And then that has to get there on time. The student has to get it in the class on time. And then when the student actually works on it, they do their thing, they do their answers. But then it doesn't go back to the teacher. It has to go back to the vision teacher, because the vision teacher has to convert it back for the teacher. Much more complicated. And although schools for the blind are very useful at learning best practices, only 9% of visually impaired students go to schools for the blind. 84% go to mainstream schools. So really, we're talking, you know, a factor of 10, almost.
The Sonification Lab is in the test phase of this project. The Sonification Lab is an interdisciplinary research group based in the School of Psychology and the School of Interactive Computing at Georgia Tech. Under the direction of Professor Bruce Walker, the lab develops and evaluates auditorial and multimedia interface incorporating human factors in a display of information. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Assistive Tech for the Georgia Radio Reading Service, GARS. I'm Shai Shivers.